Well, since the Ravens season is over, I don't have to begin with some witty football analogy to start the sermon, do I? Just as we've come to the end of football season, we're coming to the end of Epiphany. If you've been with us, we've been looking at the unexpected good news of Jesus Christ during Epiphany. We've learned that the gospel is unexpected good news for everybody. That through the gospel, God gives us unexpected gifts, an unexpected grace that we all need. That when we enter into the gospel relationship with Christ and with others, we receive unexpected community. And of course, there's unexpected power available to those of us who will submit to God's word and seek his kingdom above our own. Well, the question is, how do we actually learn about this unexpected message and grace and power? Is it by osmosis? We're going along the street one day and all of a sudden, boom, we understand everything there is to know about God and the gospel. How do we learn? How does God communicate this glorious gospel in unexpected ways? Well, the answer is, more often than not, through unexpected messengers. If you're a Christian today, you're a follower of Jesus, think back. Who shared the gospel with you? Perhaps a parent? A friend? A coworker? You have to wonder if they knew they were the unexpected messengers of grace. If you're unsure, if you're not sure if you're a follower of Christ, maybe is there somebody God's putting in your life right now who's available to share with you the gospel? I know a man who came to Christ and he felt called to youth ministry, but he was in the marketplace and he wasn't sure what he was supposed to do. And he realized, well, gosh, I'm a little league coach. I'm hanging out with kids on the baseball field all the time. And in appropriate ways, and when it was important, he started building relationships with parents and with kids on his little league team. And over 18 years, this little league coach played a part in many, I want to say even hundreds of kids coming to Christ. Can you imagine? You think you're going out for a baseball team. You're a 10-year-old kid, only to find that your little league coach, in appropriate ways, is inviting you to a church or a youth group or your parents to get involved and you come to Christ. Who would have thought? An unexpected messenger, right? As we look through the Bible, and as you know, we're actually doing something different in this season. We're actually looking at all our lectionary readings rather than just doing what we usually do, which is going through one text. But if you look through the whole Bible, it's full of unexpected messengers. Men and women who heard the gospel from unlikely people, and unlikely men and women who were used by God to share the unexpected message of grace. Have you noticed that the least likely to be interested in Christ can sometimes be the closest and the most ready? I'll never forget one of the guys in my fraternity, the most loud and obnoxious guy in my fraternity. I took a whim one time and I said, hey, would you ever want to go to church? I mean, it was almost a joke. Like, of course he was. He's not. A little later on, actually, through some other folks, he came to Christ. The most least likely guy in my fraternity. And of course, the other side is true. Usually, the least likely to be used end up making the biggest difference. Let's look at our scripture first, starting with Gideon. The place is a mess. God's nowhere to be seen. Everyone's asking, God, where are you? How can you be with us? God breaks into Gideon's world and says, Gideon, I'm calling you to be an unexpected messenger of what I'm doing to the whole tribe. I'm actually going to use you to save Israel. And what's his response? Glad you picked me. It's been about time. Gosh, glad you found the greatest leader around. I'm ready to take the ball, right? What does he say? Look at that. He says, wait a minute. I'm from the weakest clan. No one's going to listen to us. You expect me to walk into a bunch of upper middle class, articulate, intellectual people and tell them about Jesus? Or in his case, tell them about Yahweh and what you're doing to save? And then he says, and I'm the least in my family. You're picking the weakest person in the entire country to do this. Would you like to rethink your strategy, God, please? I would like you to rethink your strategy. I'm not worthy. I can't do this. God's reply says, wait a minute, isn't it I who's sending you? Like the God of the universe, in other words, God plus anyone is enough power to do anything. Then there's Romans 16, literally one of my top 10 scriptures. Who would have thought? Priscilla and Aquila, quite frankly, interesting marriage. Nothing wrong with it. Aquila seems a little emasculated. You never hear much. Priscilla's always the one kind of saving the day. Nothing wrong with that. Love strong women. But interesting, little do they know when they went to Ephesus to work, they're in the tent-making business. If you had told them that their names would be written down, we'd be talking about them 2,000 years later because of their impact for Christ. They risked their necks to save Paul. And aren't we glad they did? God, I'm willing to be an unexpected messenger of grace. Go down the list. It's amazing. Look at these names. Dee Dee, well done reading them. We have Mary and other women working hard for the gospel. Urbanus, who worked hard for the gospel. Men and women who are unexpected messengers of grace. And we get a little snapshot that people, everyday people, quite frankly, like you and like me, can make a difference for eternity. Do you think any of these folks expected to be written in a book for the world to read for eternity? Then there's Paul himself. What does he say? I'm the worst of sinners. I murdered the church. Think of the person you know who hates Christianity more than anything. They're not just passive or dismissive or just kind of, you know, ambivalent. They hate Christians. Can't stand them. Will do anything to sidetrack them and put the message down. That's who God picked to turn the world on fire, according to Acts 17:6. You think Paul was an unexpected messenger of the gospel of grace? Luke 5, you get Simon, Peter, James, and John. I don't know about you, but the greatest Super Bowl commercial for me was the "And God Created the Farmer" commercial. How did that sneak in there amidst all the other trash commercials that got in there? Well, I think our theme for this text would be, and God created fishermen. Fishermen! Out in a boat one day. You can imagine them thinking to themselves, wait a minute. We've heard enough about Jesus to honor him. He's a famous guy, but clearly religious people don't know anything there is to know about fishing, the fishing business. If Jesus was clueless, he'd know you don't fish in the morning. You don't go into deep water because if you catch any, clearly you don't know. And what happens? They come to realize Jesus has more power for everyday life than they could ever imagine. And it makes them say, all right, God, whatever you have for my life, it's worth it. I'll do it. And these guys turn the world upside down. Unexpected messengers. Of course, there's one more. Who's the most unexpected messenger in the Bible? Jesus. Isaiah says he had no beauty to attract us to him. There was nothing in his countenance that would draw anybody to him. He had no natural kind of just, wow, we want to follow this guy. Philippians 2 said, God himself took the very nature of a servant, a doormat almost, took on flesh, humbled himself, allowed himself to be overlooked and abused and disrespected, to be shamed and lied about, became obedient to God's will of becoming an unexpected messenger, even to the point of death, death on a cross. When God of the universe entered human history as a man, he came as the most unlikely messenger we could have ever expected. And ever since, people who've come to know him have said, I never knew Jesus had that kind of power. Think about what the Lord's done in your life, if you're a Christian. Think about how he's changed you and molded you, how he's been patient with you. You never knew. Jesus, who knew? He could change my life. Jesus was the most unlikely messenger and of all time, and the most unlikely message of all time. You see, it's a kingdom principle. God picks the least likely and most unworthy to communicate these amazing gospel truths so that we, as we're told in 2 Corinthians, would not think that the power comes from us, but we'd all say it only could have been God. There's nothing worse than when a rector or priest sins. When I sin in front of people, I feel shame, I'm embarrassed. I tell God, you sent me, well, why did you call me into this? I'm not worthy. People lose respect, rightly so. Like, how could this guy be in it? I always have to come back, and like I've done a lot this week actually, and had to get on my knees and say, God, I'm not worthy to do this. Like, I will muck this up every time. And God says, exactly, I picked you because you are such a loser, and if you stay humble and repent quickly, everybody will know anything good you do will have to be me. And we laugh, but it's true. We put Christians on pedestals and think they got chosen because they're great. They're so gifted. And then when they make mistakes, we say, clearly that guy's a loser. Versus saying, hey, that guy was picked because he was the least and the lost. So on a side note, anytime you come into contact with clergy or someone in full-time ministry, know that they were actually more unworthy than you to do the job, and that's why God picked them. The unlikely message of grace, the unlikely gifts that we receive, the community that God gives us, the power that flows through us, that God offers the world, usually comes through unexpected messengers. It's like God, ready for this, has to send unlikely messengers in the back door of your life to prepare you and prepare me to receive God through the front door of our lives. Because quite frankly, on our own, we like living our lives ourselves and we want to invite God in the front door. And he's even so gracious, he sends backdoor messengers in that we're ready to receive him through the front door. So how do we apply this message? Very simply. How do we apply this message that God is using unexpected people to give an unbelievable message to the world? First, if you're a follower of Christ, as we enter in a time of Lent, so that we don't make Lent all about us, perhaps it's the time to take a moment and write an email or a letter to thank the unexpected messengers who first shared Christ's love with you. Or someone who probably has no idea that they impacted your life for Christ. And just say, you know what? I just want you to know. During a particularly difficult moment in my ministry recently, I got a letter from someone who just was saying, Dave, thanks for encouraging me in my relationship with Christ. So may I encourage you during Lent to take some time just to stop and write a letter or make a phone call and say, I just want to let you know God used you as the unexpected messenger to share Christ with me, and I'll never be the same. My sense is whoever receives those letters will just say, I can't believe God would use someone like me. That they, most of them probably had no idea that they were impacting your life. Secondly, perhaps, especially if you're trying to figure out what Christianity is all about, you're not sure about following Christ, that God's been putting someone in your life to share this message and you've been resisting it. You haven't recognized the instrument that God's trying to use to share grace and love and the gospel or to convict and to encourage you. You know, Jesus said onto his entry into Jerusalem, we'll talk about it on Palm Sunday, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, if only you'd known, if only you'd opened your eyes and received what I was giving you. And I think of my own life, especially when God sends the unexpected messenger of my spouse. I resist. So maybe for some of us, the response is, God, I'm open to hearing words. Will you send, you know, whoever you're sending in, help me to hear and listen, to be open to the people you're putting in my life to speak the gospel into my life. Thirdly, if you're confused or want to know more about God, like Gideon, God has seemed distant in your life. Perhaps it's time to ask God to send someone to help you. In Acts 16, we get this great picture. Paul's got a plan. He's going over here to Asia. He's going to do ministry there. He's heard from God. He's Paul. Who's going to argue with Paul when he says we're going here? He's Paul. But there's resistance, and members of the team aren't sure, and it's kind of unclear, and all of a sudden he gets a dream. In the dream, he has a picture of a man saying this. come over to Macedonia and help us. There were people who didn't even understand the gospel crying out for God to know more about it. And God taps Paul on the shoulder, changes his plans, and he starts this amazing ministry in Macedonia. You see, God usually answers the God help me prayers, the where are you prayers, and I'm confused and need help and in a really tough bind prayers by sending unexpected messengers. The primary vehicle of miracles that God will send to you to answer and challenge you are people with unexpected messages. Ask for God to send encouraging people into your life and receive what they have to say. Oh, I got so many great stories, but I'll keep moving. Number four, finally. Some of you, and I pray more and more of you, and I pray this for myself, I think are being invited, like Gideon, like Peter and Paul, to step out and be unexpected messengers of grace. Now, all Christians, as a fruit of their faith, are called to give an account of what they believe when they're asked. So all of us have a responsibility to share the gospel on some level. But just like we see specific people being set aside for specific ministries, could God be calling you? It may not be radical, like leave your job and go into the priesthood. As a matter of fact, I pray it's not that, quite frankly, although we need church planners. But it might be taking a risk and stepping out in faith with a friend who's in need. Getting some resources so you do it as best you can. Maybe it's starting a new ministry. You're starting to teach. Maybe it's stepping out and being willing to kind of be used by God. Turning the palms over and saying, I've been running my own life and I haven't really experienced much of your power. God, could you have something else for me? Is God calling you to step out of your comfort zone and your comfortable life and take a risk? Will you say, hey, I'm willing to be an unlikely messenger, God? I'm not worth it. I'm from the least family. Who am I? I don't know much. I'm a young Christian. I can't answer questions, but if you're calling me, I'll go. You see, God's plan A for sharing unexpected grace with the world is to call, equip, and send willing, unexpected messengers. Some of you are doing it. And as I'm talking, you're saying, man, I love being in the people business. I love sharing the unexpected message of grace. Others of you might say, hey, God, okay. During Lent, it's going to be my season of rather than just reflection and beating myself up for my sins, of letting go from comfort and saying, I'm willing to go. I'm willing to be a messenger of unexpected grace and power. Will you use me? Thank someone who shared with you. Open your hearts and minds to the people God's putting in your life. Ask God to answer your prayers by sending people who can help you and serve you and help you to grow. Or perhaps saying, God, here I am, send me, even though I'm not worthy. Let's pray. God, our world, our city, our family members and ourselves desperately need the gospel. Why you've chosen to use unlikely people to share that message, we don't know. But you have and you are. And we pray you'd so fill us with your Holy Spirit that we would know how to respond appropriately to this message and this truth that you use the least and the most unlikely to build your kingdom. God, at least when I look at myself, that clearly is me. And probably many more here today. God, would you use us to share grace? Would you equip us and show us how to do it? That many might know the unexpected message of the gospel and come to know the God who loves them. Do a work. Please, by your Holy Spirit, we ask. In Jesus' name. Amen.